أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته And welcome back to the conclusion of Ramadan Reflections for 2023-1444 of the Islamic calendar. Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah. We made it to the end of this blessed month of Ramadan. And with the beginning of the month of Shawwal, which marks the day of Eid al-Fitr, we begin by wishing each and every one of you, in whatever region of the world you live in, and whatever day you're celebrating Eid, based on your own local obligations, we wish you all a Eid Mubarak and a prayer that Allah accepts your fasts and acts of worship and charity and devotion in this past month of Ramadan. Let me begin by first of all thanking each and every one of you, our listeners, the viewers, those that sent in comments on a regular basis, and everyone who had been praying for us in this series and have been in touch with us in many different ways. Now, as you'll recall, our topic for this year, for the ninth year of our Ramadan Reflections season and series, was Not Like the Other, Women in the Quran. And we were looking at various verses which highlighted women in the Noble Quran, both the theoretical aspect of how Allah speaks about women and also practical examples. Now, we chose this topic because obviously of the importance and relevance to the Muslim community. But let me delve into a bit more on this blessed day of Eid, of why we chose the topic and what really is the outcome. What should we have gained in this blessed month of Ramadan if we were following these 30 videos that we had released, one every day? So we know, brothers and sisters, that the Quran recognizes and acknowledges the inherent differences between men and women. But as you can recall from our series, it emphasizes that both are equal in the eyes of Allah. Now, the study of these similarities and differences can help us better understand the unique strengths and also challenges faced by both men and women in various aspects of life, including the family life, including areas of education, and obviously the societies, whether we live in a Muslim religious society or whether we live in a secular Western, devoid of God society. You know, so we need to understand the gender roles and responsibilities of each one of these groups, the men and the women. And as we have seen, that the Quran provides this guidance to us on the roles and responsibilities of both the men and women in society. And at the crux of it, it emphasizes the importance of mutual respect and cooperation with one another, not competition. The Quran and the Islamic teachings acknowledge that men and women have some overlap in terms of the roles and responsibilities. However, that they also have unique roles and responsibilities which the other does not have, and they should never encroach upon others' roles. So by studying these gender roles and responsibilities, we can gain a better understanding of how to create a more just and equitable and balanced society for all individuals, regardless of their gender, male or female. And this can include promoting greater gender equality in areas such as education, employment, and in other areas that we are still seeing a lack of respect and appreciation for both of the genders. This series hopefully also helped to challenge harmful stereotypes and biases. The study of gender differences can help us to challenge and overcome these harmful gender stereotypes and biases that many of which have come about through our cultural norms and practices based on where we were born in our cultural background. And so when we can recognize the unique strengths and contributions of both men and women, we can then work towards creating a more inclusive and accepting society. Now, this can include, you know, promoting gender diversity and representation in, let's say, media and in politics and in other areas of society, and also to an extent how our communities are run and how they are governed and who governs over them. We also must recognize that when we can understand this intersection of the gender, along with other ways that we identify ourselves, such as color, as race, as ethnicity, then we'll recognize that gender is just one aspect of our identity. And it does intersect with other identities, as I said, as our race or ethnicity. And so when we study the intersection of the two genders, with these other identities, we can gain a more nuanced understanding of the experiences and challenges faced by individuals from various backgrounds. Now, the importance of ongoing research and reflection in this area can never be underestimated or forgotten about. The Quran's teachings on gender are not fixed or static, I would say, right? They're dynamic and they're adaptable to change based on social and you know, current context and what is happening in the world. Obviously, ongoing research and reflection on gender issues is essential in order to continue to advance our understanding of these complex and multifaceted topics. And this can include engaging with, you know, diverse perspectives and experiences and being open to learning and growth. Obviously, ultimately, this is done at the level of our senior scholarship, the Maraji Taqlid and the Ulama, but we also have a role to play in the local discussion and dialogue. So to conclude, brothers and sisters, you know, studying the similarities and differences as we have tried to do this month of Ramadan, albeit very briefly, studying these similarities and differences between men and women as espoused in the Quran can actually provide valuable insight into how we can create a more just and equitable society for all. By understanding gender roles and responsibilities, challenging the harmful stereotypes and biases, and recognizing the intersection of gender with other identities as race and ethnicity, we can work towards promoting greater diversity, equity, and inclusion in many aspects of life, obviously wherever the religion permits that to happen. At the same time, brothers and sisters, the latter half of Ramadan was about practical examples of women in the Quran. And alhamdulillah, praise be to God, we are fortunate to look at no less than 13 women. But there were many more in the Quran that we did not have the time to discuss. And so let me conclude and mention what is the importance of studying the practical personalities that have lived in the past. Some of them thousands of years ago, but that yet the Quran speaks about. Why did we mention these women when we could have just looked at women within the tradition of the Quran and the time of the Messenger of God? May Allah bless him and his family. Well, as we have seen, that the Quran mentions several women who played very important roles in Islamic history as spiritual guides, as religious scholars, and powerful leaders in their era. The stories of these women, it really provides us valuable insight into the role of a woman in Islam. And it can serve as a source of inspiration for Muslim women today. Women of exceptional character. We looked at many of these in this blessed month of Ramadan. And again, as I said, that many we had to overlook because of time constraints. But the Quran mentions several women of exceptional character that we all, men and women alike, can learn from, including Maryam, the mother of Isa, peace be upon both of them, Hajra, the wife of Prophet Ibrahim, peace be upon both of them, Khadija bint Khawailid, Ummul Mu'mineen, the wife of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, and the mother of Fatima al-Zahra. May Allah's blessings be upon all of them, and many other women. These were women who were chosen by Allah to convey His message to the people. And their stories serve as a reminder of the important role that women can and should and must play in spiritual leadership, especially within the family setting with their children and with the women of a community. Now, we also looked at some scholars, if we want to refer to them in that way, in a very respectable way. The Quran has spoken about female scholars such as Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad, Fatima Zahra, may God's peace and blessings be upon her, a woman known for her knowledge and wisdom. And indeed, her teaching continues to influence Islamic scholarship even till today, because she is an immaculate personality we can learn from. So by recognizing the contributions of women like Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, we can challenge that misconception that women are not fit for intellectual pursuits. There were also leaders that we looked at in the Quran, or that are in the Quran, that we may not have been able to touch upon. And some of these leaders, you know, which we didn't look at were, for example, Bilqis, the Queen of Sheba. We didn't talk about her, but she's also mentioned in the Quran. Well, but we also did mention Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija bint Khuwaylid. May God's peace and blessings be upon her, the wife of our beloved Prophet Muhammad. May Allah bless him and his family. Now, these women are known for their leadership qualities, and by highlighting the leadership of these women, we can see how some women are able to be a positive change, or a positive force, rather, for change in the world. There were many mothers and wives that we also touched upon. And, you know, and the Quran also emphasizes the important role that mothers and wives play in family life, especially because they are obviously bringing up the next generation to be hopefully influential, powerful people, and people who will change society for the better. So we looked at several women, including Maryam bint Imran, the mother of Prophet Jesus. We looked at the mother of Prophet Musa and others who are celebrated for their devotion to their children and ensuring that they brought them up on the path of righteousness and piety. Now to conclude, brothers and sisters, for this last video for Ramadan Reflections of 2023, we also recognize the women that were spoken about in the Quran provide us valuable examples of the important roles that women can play in Islamic and in Islamic history in the past and in society up until the end of time. By recognizing the contributions of these women, we can challenge harmful gender stereotypes and permit women to see their true status in the eyes of the Quran, and not in the eyes of the secular, feminist-promoting, male-emasculating society that we live in today. Furthermore, these stories can serve as a source of inspiration for Muslim women today until the end of time, reminding them that they have a valuable role to play in all aspects of life. As I conclude, I want to once again thank all the donors and supporters, those who are watching and listening on a daily basis. Thank all of you who tuned in to watch and listen to our daily series. May Allah bless each and every one of you. Those who supported us financially and contributed and supported the and sponsored the videos, may Allah bless each and every one of you as well. And we're looking forward to next year, God willing, if Allah permits us life, to another year of Ramadan Reflections, next year being our 10th anniversary, a special milestone. And we have already chosen a very special topic, which obviously we will announce next year in the month of Rajab. So that's 9 months away. And as usual, if you would like to financially support this series or our other works, please do contribute. I will leave a description in the details in the description of the video. And also at the end of this video, we will direct you how you can support us through your financial contributions. This will help us to dedicate more time to creating more content such as this. And also allow us to upgrade our equipment, which obviously is a major expense to purchase the cameras, the lighting, the computers that are required to produce these series. So once again, we thank you. Eid Mubarak to each and every one of you. May Allah accept your du'as on this blessed day of Eid. May Allah accept your acts of worship this past month of Ramadan, and allow each and every one of you to see the next month of Ramadan. And if you've lost any friends, family, loved ones in this blessed month of Ramadan, we dedicate this video to each and every one of your loved ones. May Allah cover them and shower them in His mercy on this day of Eid. And may Allah give you all the patience to bear the losses of loved ones that have departed in this month of Ramadan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.